myself.
You going to help her, Sandy? Huh? Go ahead, I'll get up and take your picture like you want, okay?
You going to help her, Serenity?
Go help her, hon, and I'll take your picture while you do it.
Hey, man.
He's on the air. What's up?
Oh, yes.
Bless the Lord.
All right, stay right here and sing. Sing it right here.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
Yes.
Amen.
Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up.
Bless you, Rita.
Amen.
Am I more than just the sum of every high, every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. And you say I am strong when I think I am weak.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe the only thing that matters now is everything you think of me.
True.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And you, I find my worth, and you, I find. Identity.
Amen, sister.
You say I can love when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I can't feel a falling weak. You say I am hell when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh,
yeah. Bless you, Rita. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah, what a song.
Rita, can you do what a friend we have in Jesus?
All right.
I hope you're feeling better, Caroline.
Uh-oh, come and proceed it to you.
Is that what that was? It's Luke.
Bob says, sing out hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he just said, so good, hallelujah.
That's all. Amen. I like that song.
Yeah.
That's all the Lord asked us to do is believe.
That's it. Believe on him.
Yep.
Randy will sing it in the car. All day long.
That's all right.
Well, that's okay. We'll get her one of these days.
That's all right.
I've got up our clothes.
Tractor Supply carries your trusted brands at Chick Days. Shop now at your local store or at tractorsupply.com.
Very well. Friend of sinners. Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell everybody that's online out here, buckle your seatbelt. Brother Eddie's got a message God gave him, and he's just raring to get it out.
Well, I probably ain't going to preach too rough tonight because of serenity. I love serenity. I'm still going to deliver this message tonight, but I'm going to put a whole lot of grace in it. Even though it is a rough message. Serenity, you mind getting old Brother Eddie a bottle of water? Will you, honey? She's about as good as a come on getting a bottle of water. Amen. We want to have a quick word of prayer here. We've got Danny, Debbie, we've got Carolyn, we've got Jerry. A lot of people sick. Carolyn asked me to remember them in prayer. We want to do that. And we want to open our Bibles tonight to 1 Corinthians. Thank you, honey. Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. And I will read the first 11 verses there.
Brenda, God say remember her.
Amen. We'll remember Sister Brenda too. I think everybody's needing prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'd like to put old Brother Eddie in there too. I didn't get my Baptist nap in this afternoon. Man, there's just 12 hours in a day, Jesus said, which man can work. He said, tonight cometh no man can work. Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, just thankful being the house of God. Thankful, Father, for these that are before us. Thanking you, Lord, for all, Lord, your blessings, your mercy. Thank you for the good singing, Lord. Thank you, Father, our thoughts have been upon things above. Lord, we pray, Father God, tonight, Sister Carolyn, Brother Jerry. Lord, we pray, Father God, tonight, Lord, for Danny and Tammy. We pray, dear Father God, tonight, Lord, for Sister Brenda, Lord. Brother Ed said she was requesting prayer. Lord, we pray for Rick. That's Rita's brother, Lord. I don't know the situation with him. And Lord, Brother Mitchell mentioned this morning about a granddaughter or something. Lord, passed away, got killed. We pray for the family. Lord, you're the God of all comfort. You comfort us and carry us through the valleys of life. I pray for them, Lord, you'd help them, Lord, through this, Father. And Lord, many more, Sister Joanne, Lord, and Lord, Brother James's wife, Lord, she's doing much better. But Lord, we pray for all of these. Lord, I pray for Mark and Kay. And Lord, I pray for Lily and Lake. And pray, Father God, Lord, for River, Lord, to get saved. I pray, Father, Lord, for their grandmother and their mother. Lord, there's much to pray about. We pray for these, Lord, that are in need. And pray, God, Lord, you'd visit them, Father, healing in your wings. Help them, Lord. Lord, you're our help. You're our healer. You're our physician. Lord, you're all in all to us. Like Sister Rita's song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We ask these things tonight in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right, we had a good service this morning. Mm-hmm. That message title was A Child of Hell. You know, it's sad that a child doesn't get raised right. Yeah. It ends up, you know, being a menace to society. When a child is a gift from God sent down from heaven.
Right.
Psalms 127 verse 3 says, Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. You don't get them at Walmart. God gives them. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it says, blessed is that man has his quiver full of them. The Amish know what to do. They put them to work. Amen. I took a friend of mine. I was working on a trailer. I took him down to this Amish machine shop, and I mean from about, looked like about 12 years old up, he's all working. He said, what are them? I said, them boys have been taught how to work, amen. But you know, Amish, they're thrilled to death. You get a big farm, you got to have a big family to work it. And they put them to work. I see them little girls out there hanging up clothes. I see them little boys out there pushing one of them push mowers. Not with a battery, but with them blades, you know, self-propelled. But anyway, they put them to work, amen. But that message this morning, I wish that hadn't happened. I wish somebody, I almost preached tonight. But I teeter-totter done over pretty good. But in Luke chapter, I ain't going to preach, but Luke chapter number 13, I believe it is, talks about a tree, and the man said, cut it down. And he said, let me dung around it and dig around it a little bit and then cut it down. I almost preached tonight on don't give up on the tree. But, you know, we want to obey the Lord. I feel like this is what the Lord wants me to deliver tonight. I'm just a messenger boy.
That's right.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to read the first 11 verses. Paul here writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. And that's one thing that churches are really having a problem with today.
Yeah.
And that's not knowing the Scripture. If you've got a good pastor, if you've got good teachers, you know, you can make it. But you can't have a church that doesn't have someone in there
right.
that knows somewhat of the Bible, or you're going around the mountain, I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
But Paul here says, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat,
uh-huh.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock, and we are tonight, that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were for our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be idolaters, as some of them, as it's written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed a serpent. Every time I read that verse, I think about these churches, Sybil, that they don't know no better, and they've got a copperhead in one hand, a rattlesnake in the other hand, and next thing you know, they get bit. I think about that a lot in this verse right here. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed a serpent. I think about that lots of times, about not tempting the Lord. Here I'm trying to show I'm more holy than you are. I'm more spiritual than you are. I walk on the water. Look, I got a rattlesnake and a copperhead. I'll just tell you, you can have snakes. Amen. Verse 10, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. I read this same text last Sunday night. Now I preached upon the ends of the world last Sunday night, and that was a good message. It's been downloaded a bunch, a lot of attention been directed unto it. But our text verse tonight is verse 7. That verse talks about the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Now, I'm preaching tonight on playtime is over.
Right.
And it'll be a little rough message, but it won't be as rough as it would be had not my little angel be here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But pray with me. Father, we come to your table tonight to sup with you. And Lord, we know you've set a table already, Lord, for our sakes. Lord, I thank you for these that are here tonight. I thank you for those that are watching by way of internet. I thank you, Lord, for this little church, Lord. That, Lord, you're busy, Lord, working in it. God, we see the evidence of the hand of God on this little work. We're so thankful, Father. Have a small part in it. Pray you bless our efforts tonight. Pray you help us, Lord, tonight. We'll thank you for whatever you do and give you praise for it all. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Preaching tonight on playtime is over. Now, it's okay to sit down, eat, and drink a meal. It's even okay to play.
Yep.
I love watching these kids play. They get out there chasing each other and playing tag. Last Sunday I seen little Serenity, she had Band-Aid on both elbows, on both knees. But you know what? That's okay for a child to run up and play. That's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And you know, you get your elbow skin every now and then, get your knee skin every now and then. That's okay when you get old. You don't need to be doing that. We don't bounce no more. When you get old, you break. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
When an old person tries to break dance, they end up breaking something. Amen. I just leave that to the younger people.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, there is a time to play, but there's also a time that we don't need to be playing. And I'm going to be preaching about that a little bit tonight. These people rose up to play, and it wasn't a time to play. It was a time to pay attention. Amen.
That's right.
And it's kind of coincidental that in Noah's day, Luke says in Luke 17:27, they did eat, they drank, until the flood came and destroyed them all. And you know, I thought about that. Genesis chapter 6, God said, I believe it's in verse number 2, He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. And God changed the number of man's days from like back then they lived to be like 800, 900 years old. I don't want to live to be that old child. I'll just tell you right now, I'll take what God changed it to him less than that. If he wants to come get me, I'll leave that tonight. But God shortened man's days to 120 years. That's why Noah preached for 120 years. When God shortened those days, Noah, he obtained grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
And Noah was told to build an ark. And the children are going to go over and see a replica of the ark. I'm excited about it. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I believe it's in Rena's mind. Let's take them up there. I think it's the greatest thing that we could put forth any effort into. And I'm looking forward to see these children not only get to go, but looking forward to see them come back. You know, with all the excitement of seeing this great big huge boat that Noah was called to build. But God shortened the days down to 120 years. And it goes on to say, he said, his heart was grieved at those people in that day. He said the imagination of their heart was only evil continually. There was a lot of violence. There was a lot of immorality. There was a lot of things that ought not be going on in Noah's day, Brother Eric.
Amen.
That's right.
God said playtime's over.
Yeah.
Amen.
When he told Noah to build that ark, Sybil, the clock of God started ticking.
Yeah.
It ticked for 120 years. I'm just going to guess, maybe for the first 100 years, maybe them people in Noah's day may have trembled a little bit. Maybe they didn't. I know one thing, after about that 119th year, they said, no, we've heard this before. Yeah. We're tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
There ain't been no rain. And they'll get maybe mocking. The Bible does mention that they mocked.
Yeah.
In there in the 2 Peter chapter 3, talked about them mocking. I see them mocking that old preacher. He's over there building this boat, Brother Ed. He's just doing what God told him to do. And you know, it ain't rained yet. You got skeptics, you got those know-it-alls, you got those intellectuals, you know, those geniuses, you know.
That's right.
And God decided, hey, I'm just going to straighten this mess out. He told Noah, go in that ark.
Yeah.
And when Noah went in, and Miss Noah went in, somebody, when I first got saved, Brother Eric, they asked me what Noah's wife's name was. I said, I'll get back with you. I tore every page. I had my Bible out. I finally come back and I said it was Miss Noah.
Yeah.
Her name ain't in there.
That's right.
Anyway, he pulled my string pretty good. Sam, Ham, and Japheth went in, took their wives in there with them. That's 8 people in a big ark. Mm-hmm. Now, so Randy, you're going to get to see how big that ark is. And when you see it, honey, just remember, as big as it is, only 8 people went in.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to say, Brother Eddie, there was enough room in there to put everybody in my whole community in.
That's right.
Only 8 went in that ark.
Yeah.
And then God shut the door, Brother Ed.
That's
and when
right.
God shut the door, the Bible said they knew not till the flood came and took them away.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, playtime was over.
Yes,
and here they were. They were sitting at naught. They wasn't interested in what the preacher was preaching. Hey, they didn't understand the seriousness of the message. They eat and they drink. Luke says, till the flood came and destroyed them all. Amen.
That's right.
Man, if that ain't enough, you got Lot here, Genesis 19.
Mm-hmm.
And in Lot's day, it was violence. In Lot's day, it was immorality. In Lot's day, the cry of Sodom and God came down.
That's right.
He said, the cry of Sodom is great. And I've come down to see the cry of it. It reached all the way to heaven. Little children been done wrong and stuff. God came down. You know what he did? Brother Eric, he decided playtime was over with a lot. You know, God will let you go so far.
Mm-hmm.
Even in your own life, God will let you get by with a little bit. But somebody preached a message called God's Deadline. Well, Lot, his day was kind of like that. It went no further.
Mm-hmm.
When them angels grabbed Lot, by the hand, got Miss Lot, got his two daughters. That wasn't all the daughters he had, because he had two son-in-laws. I know he had at least four daughters. But when they drove them out of Sodom and Gomorrah, Sharon, fire fell.
Yes, it did.
And this, you know, it destroyed them all. And there's still evidence of that fire today. It cannot be denied. I want you to know playtime was over in Lot's day. Playtime was over in Noah's day. And you know what? God told His people that I've withheld the rain from you in Amos chapter 4. He said, I've smitten you with blasting and with palmer worm. Verse number 9. I've sent among you the pestilence. I think about all these things coming our way, this monkey pox. They done turned that loose on us now. We somehow survived the COVID. He said, I've slain your young. Verse 10. I want you to remember that. I've slain your young. I have overthrown some of you, and yet you have not returned unto me. Verse 11 of Amos chapter 4. God says in verse 12, therefore, O Israel, prepare to meet thy God. And I want you to know, God told His people, playtime's over.
Yeah.
When you get a thing about God holding back the rain, God's in charge of the weather. The Bible says a rebellious people dwell in a dry land, and God says, I've called it rain on some, and caused it not to rain on others. God's in charge of the weather. In Nahum chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, Brother Eck, God says He has His way in the whirlwind and the storm.
Yeah.
I mean, when the trees start laying down, people start thinking about God, start thinking about eternity, amen. In Daniel chapter 5, there's a king. His name's Belshazzar. Yeah. And he kind of playing around a little bit. They're eating and they're drinking. He says, hey, go down there to the house of God. Get the golden vessels, bring them up there. And you know, he went a little far in that. They started drinking wine in those golden vessels, praising God, the wood, stone, and all of that. And a finger started writing on the wall. And what it said was, playtime's over, amen.
That's it.
I want you to know, I believe America and other countries right now under the judgment hand of God.
Yes,
I do believe playtime's over. I believe God's had up to here with the sinfulness of mankind.
Amen.
I believe it's time to get in line. Yeah. I believe it's prayer time, not playtime.
Amen.
I believe when you start thinking about the Lord coming back. And you know what? If the Lord's coming back tomorrow, you know what I do, Sharon? I'd have me a good house cleaned. Amen.
Yeah.
I make sure to get my house in order.
Right.
I make sure I got ready to meet the Lord when He come back. Amen. God says to His church that's in Thyatira, that He has eyes like a flame of fire. Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. You know what that means, Brother Eric? That means He's mad.
Yeah.
Now, when my eyes are like a fire, that means I'm not happy. When I got dove eyes, that means it's okay. But God says to His church in Thyatira, that He has eyes like a flame of fire. Revelation chapter 2, verse 18.
Yeah.
God says to that church, I got a few things against thee.
Wow.
Now they've been kind of playing church, you know how they are today.
Mm-hmm.
Tickling a little ear here, you know, and doing just a little. And you know, this church is a little church, but it does so much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh my.
Yeah.
What a gold mine of a work of God.
Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, I thank God for the people of this church. I come here and I was so impressed. I'm so thankful to be a pastor. Everywhere I look, I see fruit hanging on trees. Just, I mean fruit hanging everywhere.
Yeah, right.
I thank God for this little work of God. It's such a great work of God.
Yes,
but God looked at this church in Thyatira, and he's not happy. He says, I got a few things against thee there in verse number 20 of Revelation chapter 2. He said they're allowing a Jezebel to seduce and commit fornication. Here they are. And to eat things sacrificed unto idols. It all seemed like it's all sinners around eating. Amen. And you know what? I thought about this, and I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to throw a wrench in here. But you go in some church and they give you this little round wafer looking thing. And they say to eat it. I'm not eating it. I'll tell you right now, I ain't eating it. Amen. But they tell you eat this thing. And you know, there's a lot of idols in these type churches like this.
Yeah.
That's kind of what God's talking about right here. They're missing the whole picture, and they're substituting the real for something that's not real. And you know, like I said, I ain't throwing no wrench in this, but it could be that Eutychus that they pass around and say, here, you know, I heard they, well, I better not say no names, I heard they told a couple they couldn't have communion.
Yeah. Okay, I now know.
Where's my heart?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I'm glad we just had one, amen.
Yeah,
right. I never forget how to open it up, amen. But what we was doing, we was picturing the broken body and the shed blood of our Savior. We was doing it right. But this stuff here has got idols associated with it. And they say, take, eat this. And I'll tell you what God said about that church. He said, I'll kill their children with death. Mm-hmm. Verse 23.
Yeah.
The Bible says that judgment must begin at the house of God in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. You know, right now it's kind of like the calm before the storm. I'm not trying to be a prophetic, but I'm looking around. I'm a little concerned about where this country's going.
Yes.
Now, I went to Dairy Queen. You know the first thing I thought, Brother Eric? I thought it ain't going to be long. It's going to be called Dairy Queer.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, everything's getting hell bent down here.
Yes.
Everything. I mean, I got insurance with a State Farm, and they started promoting or supporting that cross-dressing, that call it, drag queen, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm ready to change insurance company. They caught wind of it. They said, oh, we changed our mind about that. I got a feeling that was a tidal wave of people that was upset about them supporting that. Listen.
Yeah.
We need to start thinking about eternity.
Right.
We need to start thinking about one day we're going to stand before God and we're either going to hear, well then, or we're going to hear, depart from me, I never knew you. But I'm telling you, I believe playtime's over, amen.
Yes, it is.
Judgment's going to start with us. And the Bible said if it began with us, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Now let me explain these three categories. He said, if the righteous scarcely be saved,
yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I'll take that.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't care as long as I get there, amen.
Right.
But if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Yeah.
I know who's the sinners. I know who the saints is.
Yeah.
That ungodly bunch is that bunch that thinks they're saints.
Yeah.
They haven't been informed of the fact that they're wrong, and you can't tell them they're wrong, and God can't tell them they're wrong until they stand in front of Him in their sins, and then they'll know. I'm telling you, that young boy that went in that school and killed 19 young people and two adults, he knows better now, amen.
Amen.
Oh my, how we need to redeem the times. Ephesians 5:16, the days are evil. You know, I think this is a tremendous time for the church. I think we need to trim our wick.
Yes, we do.
I think this community out here is not only reachable, but I think we need to be working in it and reaching in it. I lived here one day and I looked up there where they built that new house just right past it. There's a pond on the left. Right past that pond on the left where everybody's always fishing there lately.
Yeah.
To the right of that pond, there's a bunch of little kids about like Serenity. I seen them out there playing. When I drove by, they looked at me, Serenity, and they had that look like, hey, won't you come pick me up? Take me to church. They might not have said that, but I'll tell you what, I looked at them, and God spoke it to me.
Yeah.
Why don't we go by and get them in church? We may not be able to, but I do believe we need to try to, amen? Mm-hmm. There's probably a multitude out there just like them that we need to get these young people, like Brother Ed said, get them in church, reach them with the love of God, with the gospel of God, get them to Calvary, for the devil gets them, makes them twofold more child of hell, amen? Oh my. We need to shut the door on this LGBTQ nonsense.
Oh,
I don't know how in the world that a country as great as this country is got marred up in this nonsense. I mean, this unthinkable, immoral nonsense.
That's what it is.
But it's predominant. I've noticed everyone that gets picked for a position has to be rainbow. They knew a House Speaker that they got. You know, I ain't going to use no names here, but she's about as crooked kind, but she got the look. You know, she looks innocent, but she's not innocent. And I'll just tell you right now, buddy, I don't know how that she can be shameless to stand up there and look at these people and lie to them through their teeth. All she's doing is just saying what they tell her to say, doing what they tell her to do. Hey, we're not even trying to do right in America no more. Getting this stuff in our schools, indoctrinating the minds of our children. I'm telling them, we send innocent children to school, and time they're done with them, and they come home, we don't even recognize them, amen? I mean, they've been transformed. You know, the Bible does tell us to be transformed. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye rather transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, they're transforming their minds from innocent, I'm telling you, buddy, to wickedness, amen? Somebody said they couldn't understand why so many young people are pro-gay. Now, I'll tell you how that happens. Been sowing the wrong seed.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
Been sowing tares.
Yeah.
I'm glad Rita, she sows that good seed.
Yes, she does.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Rita.
Yes, God bless you.
I want to tell you, buddy, that's a worthwhile work right there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Put that good seed in them pure hearts.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Get it in there before the devil gets them tares in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, buddy. These little ones, they're precious in the sight of God.
Amen.
I'll be glad, you know, when God comes to get them. Amen. But I'm telling you, they're a little old lamb. There's some wolves down here that want them. Amen. And we got to protect them. We got to pray for them. And we got to point them in the right direction. Amen.
Yes.
God, He's several times here saying, playtime's over. Like I said, buddy, about everything I mentioned tonight, they eat, they drank, and they rose up to play. I'm all about eating. Patrick talked about smoking some of my shoulders, bring them up there to readers up. I'll tell you right now, if he brings them, I guarantee the crowds will follow me, man. I'll eat some of this smoked food. It's good. Amen. You're talking about having a cookout tomorrow? I'm trying to figure out a way I can arrange to be there, amen.
Yeah.
But I'll just tell you right now, I'm all about eating. You can tell I like to eat, amen. But hey, there's one thing about eating and drinking. It's another thing about rising up to play. It's okay to play certain times.
Yeah.
But it's not okay to play when it's church time.
That's right.
It's not okay to play when it's time to reach somebody with the gospel. How should they hear without a preacher?
Yeah.
Bible says Romans chapter 10.
Yeah.
How should they preach except they be sent?
Uh-huh.
And God called me to preach. Nobody else may not understand it, but I'll tell you one thing. I know I've been called to preach. I remember when He called me to preach. I remember the burden that come up on me thinking, how can I do this thing? Then I remember the blessing of how blessed it was to do what God told you to do. Amen.
Yeah,
you know, he's a help to a preacher. If a preacher will let him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe we're in the last days.
Yeah.
I do believe playtime's over.
Boy, you're right.
And I don't know how in the world you can reach this country we're living in. They're conceited. They're not convicted. They don't blush. They don't care. They're determined to run roughshod over every work of God. I told y'all this morning about this Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yeah.
They received $11 million in donations. May the 16th this year.
Mm.
They ended 75 years of Bible classes in West Virginia school system.
Mm.
April 7, 2021, they stopped the oath of So Help Me God. These are Freedom From Religion. These are atheists, agnostics, people like that.
Yeah.
They stopped school prayer August 7, 2020. They stopped personalized license plates that said somebody, I love Jesus, or Jesus, or something like that. They stopped that November 13, 2019. They stopped grants given to repair churches March the 4th, 2019. Can you imagine what kind of judgment they're going to get?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy. You know what really bothers me about that, Brother Eric? What they're doing is wrong. Nobody's speaking against it.
Yeah.
The law is on the church. Laws on the side of the church.
Yeah.
We got freedom of religion.
Yes, we do.
And this is freedom from religion. And somehow they're getting their way. Congress shall make no law. In a court of law, the freedom from religion is somehow winning their cases. When it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I got the freedom of religion. But with the freedom of religion, somehow they're winning in a court of law. I just want to even remember we got a constitution.
Yeah.
Like Paul said, I would not have you be ignorant. I believe they're ignorant of the constitution.
Yeah.
I'll tell you tonight, with Paul, he writing to this church, trying to wake them up, trying to get them I understand the hour they were living in. He said these things happen unto them for in samples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world have come. Playtime's over. I don't know when the Lord's coming. I just know He's coming. The Bible says the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. When the ship of Zion pulls up, Brother Eric, and the captain says, "Oh, Lord, I'll just tell you right now, I'm getting home."
Amen.
And I ain't going to be like Lot's wife. I ain't looking back. I'm telling you, I'm leaving out. Amen.
That's right.
Playtime's over.
Yes,
all these so-called churches have been playing church. They'll never know the difference.
Nope.
Say, well, they'll keep having church.
Oh, yeah.
They say, wonder where everybody's at. All this UFO stuff going on down there probably going to play a part in that. They're going to see some spaceship. Craft has landed, and you know what? That spacecraft's landed, took a bunch of people off. We all got to take a mark so we'll know we're not one of them.
Yeah.
Won't be long, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we'll stop right there. Father, we pray, Lord, Father, this message, God, tonight, a hard message to deliver. And Lord, I thank you that little Serenity was here tonight, Lord. I don't want to be mean spirited. Just pray, dear God, Lord, you take this message of great truths that have been told here, dear God, tonight.
Yes.
Help us to be doers, not hearers only. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be more vigilant, to be more, Lord, a busy, Lord, I pray, concerning the work of God. You told your mother, I must be about my Father's business. And Lord, you started working about the age of 12 years old, Lord. And Lord, 12 years has been a long time, Lord, since I was 12 years old, but we need to be working, Lord. More so, not less. Help us, God, to win our neighbors. Help us, Lord, I pray, to warn our friends. Help us, Lord, not to grow weary in that well-doing. And we'll thank you, Lord, for having an opportunity, Lord, to do so. In Jesus' name, amen. Get Brother Eric, please. Get us a verse of invitation on him. Sister Sharon, to help him. That's a pretty serious message. I hope you take that serious. I'm good to go. I know most of you good to go. I've got enough discernment to look in your face and know you're ready to go. But there's a bunch that ain't ready. They're going to be left behind. And you know, a lot of them ain't going to heaven. That's why God's going to have to wipe some tears away.
Number 203.
This morning at the end of the service, I had one of the members come up here and ask me to pray about a young man. He's in trouble, buddy. I'll tell you right now, he's in trouble. And I just called out an unspoken request. She gave me his name.
Yeah.
But he needs to be saved. I'm just telling you, that space that God gave Jezebel to repent,
yeah.
I don't know if it's that big or if it's that big. I just know God said she repented not. Amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Amen.